I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Centec. I'm at Centec's head office in Radiokop, north of Johannesburg, to talk to Mapulo Hari, the company's chief of sales and marketing, about a new product called Centec Connect. Mapulo, welcome.
Thank you, Duncan.
I think many of the listeners to this show will remember the product Centec My Wireless, which I think was launched in the early 2000s, which was the first real alternative back in the day to Telkom's fixed line network if you wanted to get onto the internet. You've launched a new network and product now called Centec Connect. Yep. What is it exactly and who is it targeted at?
Okay. Thanks, Duncan, and good morning to your listeners. Centec, let me first start by explaining who Centec is for those people who might not know
who we are.
So Centec is a state-owned entity responsible for providing universal access for communication services across the country. It's got two license regimes to provide, firstly, the signal distribution for broadcasters, and the second one, ICT services. So with that role, we saw it fit for us with the transformation of our media and broadcast sector, mostly into streaming services, to evolve the business into a diversified portfolio, which would actually take a converged multi-platform approach in terms of distributing our content. And so Centec Connect literally is that brand that is responsible to digitize the way we deliver content delivery. That's the first thing. The second is to fulfill the SA Connect broadband policy goals, which was intended to provide fast internet access to rural communities. So its basic aim is more just to digitize the way we've been distributing content in the previous years, and looking forward into the future is really bridging the digital divide within the communities that we have serviced through our media services portfolio.
Okay. All right. So this is not a repeat of Centec My Wireless. This is something completely different.
Completely different. My Wireless, by its very nature and design, it was a mobile network, more like your LTE router kind of services. It was playing in the mobile space. Centec Connect is more on the fixed wireless, and it's targeted mainly for public sector entities and also poor rural communities. So we'll set up networks in poor rural communities where access was not available previously. And mainly the difference with My Wireless is that we were targeting consumers. We're going to homes. This one, we play in the B2B space, offering wholesale network services for connectivity. And we target in specific sectors like education, more like your schooling environment, and the health sector and local government, because there is currently about 44,000 unconnected sites, public facilities in these rural communities.
Mm-hmm. So you're working through, you said it's a wholesale model, so you're working through partners to take this to market. How does that work exactly? Take us through the go-to-market strategy here.
Okay, yeah. So it's a packaged offering for different sectors, specifically education, health, and local government. Yes, we're working with partners, and we offer an end-to-end solution across the value chain, firstly targeting the broadband connectivity, which is offers connectivity between 10 megabits and scalable to 100 megabits, depending on the needs and uses of the specific facilities. And then on top of that, we have layered other services like e-learning platforms, and it means some of the biggest partners that we have, it's the school curriculum content, because we carry a different kind of content from the media that we used to carry. So it would be the educational, and then on the health sector, obviously we work mainly with the health fraternities. On the technology side, obviously we have a myriad of partners, and because we're responding to SA Connect, by very nature, from the building of the network, we're using mainly a lot of SMMEs, which are localized partners, to install and support the network.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the application services, we've got a myriad of partners as well, because we work with publishers who are carrying digital content to push onto those platforms. We're working with schools in terms of their needs, because sometimes it's not just the learning programs that needs to be carried, but it's mainly some of the administrational function between the schools and the district offices. So yes, we have partners from the build phase and the partners from a service phase, and then the customers also as partners, because they carry a lot of content.
How big is the network at the moment?
Our network actually is not like we did with My Wireless, where we're going all over the place.
Yeah.
It is more phased approach, and currently we have presence in three provinces, and this is according to the allocations that we got from the SA Connect project. So we have presence in Eastern Cape, KZN, and the Northern Cape. So these are really far-flung areas which never had access before.
So specifically rolling out into rural parts of those provinces.
Specifically. Okay. And the business model around it is, you know, with My Wireless, we're going through everywhere, retailers, consumers, and all. In this case, the focus is starting at the district level and then hoping to cover a whole province. And by the time we are complete with the province, we are hoping that we'd have proper smart cities designed from bottom up.
So what's the funding model behind Centre Connect? Is it are you getting government subsidies to roll out this network? The very fact that you're targeting underserviced rural areas suggests that they are not necessarily commercially viable. So are you cross subsidizing this business from elsewhere within Centec, or are you getting funding directly from government?
In fact, we've gone for a very low-risk approach from a funding and investment perspective. When we approved the strategy of the business and the go-to-market, the board requested us to actually get clients first. So it's more contract-based. So we're not funding. The projects are self-funded. It's at the back of a contract first with specific sectors. So because it's limited to, well, as a first phase, it's limited to government institutions. As we get allocated, then the business cases are at the back of the contracts that have been signed for those specific areas we play in.
I see. And, and those would typically be public sector, government, hospitals, schools.
Yes. And it's not schools paying. It's the provincial
department.
Government that is funding from their ICT budgets.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some of the success stories you've seen so far?
Well, this is almost only 9 months of our entrance, and we have rolled out at least about 100 sites. 50 of those are already in the Eastern Cape, about 20 in the Northern Cape, and we're currently rolling out KZN. And this is one of our success stories. These are sites or other facilities, schools, which they're starting to embrace the 4IR solution into their space, carrying digital content in the school, using learners and educators, starting to interact for the first time with digitized curricula and all of that. So this is very successful. Just this week, we came back from launching the e-learning services as well in KZN. So these are very big successes. When you look at how kids are seeing internet for the first time and having established computer science laboratories being capacitated for them to be able to interact, kids at matric. So it's already a preparation for these students for varsity who, when they arrived at tertiary, sometimes they have to really struggle battling and interacting with computers. So for the first time, they will start now embracing it before their matric exam. So these are some of the successes. And I invite you, Duncan, to come visit some of these sites so that you can see the kind of social impact they have. The one particular school where I believe it was very successful is at at accepting the offer to have this installed at their school, the school then became a SASSA pay point. So there's other activities that happens within the schools, building the socio-economic for those communities around them. Some of the schools, we find that a lot of those street vendors have moved closer to the fence because that's where internet is accessible. And just seeing how society is able to interact with the world from wherever they are is what we claim as success.
Yeah, and you've obviously got a great team of engineers in Centec who manage the national television distribution network have built the digital terrestrial television network. Are you able to leverage those engineering skills in the telecommunication side of things?
Oh, yes, definitely. As I said when I started with the first question, that when we entered the broadband space, it was really an evolution for us.
Yeah.
And what really fast-tracked that evolution is because a lot of our television delivery content has really moved into streaming services. So we're able to evolve with those skills into the telecoms market skills. But obviously we have a whole lot of suppliers and partnerships where we have short skills. We make additions with that.
So Mapula, the network that you're deploying, what spectrum are you using to do this and what technology are you deploying?
Okay, yeah, so we're using a hybrid of technologies. It's a combination of point-to-multipoint and point-to-point solutions for government entities. And the focus is more on the fixed wireless access network. And we're using both satellite and microwaves to deploy our fixed wireless network. The kind of spectrums that we're using 5.8 gigs, mainly on the access side of the business, which is more from your base station to premise, and on the backhaul side of our business, we're using 7 and 13 gigs.
Gigahertz.
Okay,
with some satellites
in the mix, yes, because some of the areas are too remote to deploy a fixed wireless network.
Okay. So in terms of the equipment that's getting deployed inside the school or whatever the premises happens to be, what are we looking at there? Do you have to have something on the roof that's pointing to a tower? Or?
Yes, we're using the CPE as equipment, which is more indoor and sometimes it goes outdoor, depending on the topology, but also because of the monetization of the network beyond just the satellite. So if there are small businesses, entities that require to buy more bandwidth when the schools are out, we then have an outdoor CPEs.
Okay.
Yeah, mainly that.
Okay, and who can sign up? If I'm in a particular area, let's say in the Eastern Cape, that has coverage and your key customer happens to be the Provincial Department of Education, for example, but I'm running a small business or I'm even a home user in that particular area, can I come to Centec or to its channel partners and say, how do I sign up?
Yeah, so this is not mainly to men on the street and the SMMEs. We don't offer it to consumers. But the monetization model of the access network will then, because each and every province has got its economic development and small, medium enterprise divisions or departments, those are the people who then buys the access bandwidth to on-sell it.
Okay.
So Centec does not sell to men on the street, neither does it sell to an SMME. But if you are a registered or listed SMME on the provincial database, you can get access to the network through that department.
So if I was an ISP, for example, operating a wireless ISP operating in an area where you have coverage, can I, as that ISP, sign up and then on-sell the access to end users, to small and medium enterprises, for example?
No, we don't sign up ISPs to on-sell. So our commercial model is strictly restricted to the public entities, mm-hmm. and unless you are registered or you are on their database, you will not have access to the network. Okay. So it's more on a wholesale side of things, and not so much individual, whether it's ISPs, SMEs, or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So looking into the future, how long has this network been? You said about 9 months.
Nine months so far. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so far.
So looking into the future, how do you measure the success of the Center Connect product? Say 3 years from now, you're looking at what you've achieved. Perhaps I should ask you firstly, in 3 years, what are you hoping to achieve, and how will you measure the success of the project against that?
Yeah. So I shared with you the total universe of unconnected sites, which is 44,000. And when we set our targets for 3 years, we said at least we should have been able to connect 10% of that. About 4,000 sites we should have on our network, but in three key provinces, because we are not rolling out a national network, but it's specific to our chosen provinces, which was Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and KZN. So in 3 years' time, if we would have covered at least 10% of the population of the sites in those particular provinces, but also not only having done that, having been able to transform those provinces into smart cities, I think we would have made good strides,
yeah.
Which could then be replicated in the rest of the country.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And your plans for other provinces? You're in three provinces now. You started in KZN.
Yes.
Are there any provinces that are specifically excluded, like Gauteng?
Not entirely excluded. I think we will treat other provinces case by case, and specifically if it's funded, yes, we will be able to. But the intention was not to go and put the network all over the country, because we also don't want to start using project and making the My Wireless mistakes that we did in terms of rolling out here and there, and then you end up having a sporadic network all over the show.
Yeah.
It's more to focus and concentrate in the chosen provinces, but we are engaging with other provinces because provinces have got different needs. For instance, we've been talking to Mpumalanga, we spoke to Northwest. Prospects are there for us to be able to see what we can do for them, but because of the topologies and different needs, obviously it will be phased in.
Yeah.
The intention is let's have proper set network access, unified comms, and all the layered services on top. And once we have made that, I think we would have achieved our smart city objectives in the next 3 years.
But the real focus here is to go into places where commercial operators do not provide these sort of services.
Yes, that doesn't exist.
And that, yeah. by its very nature, means more outlying rural
parts
of the country.
More outlying rural.
Yeah.
And obviously focusing specifically within the education, health, and the local government.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And that's using the infrastructure, obviously, that we've had and built around broadcast for many years.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here. Okay. The president said in his State of the Nation speech earlier this week that he believes there's a potential to create a new smart city in the Lanseria area here in Gauteng. Is that an opportunity for Centec Connect to participate in, or would that not really fit within your mandate?
Well, it is aligned to our strategy, and like I said, our end goal is to see most of these provinces transforming into smart cities. But Centec's passion and primary focus is more, actually maybe the word smart city is wrong for now, we're more trying to make smart villages,
okay.
transforming smart villages, which will then pull into smart cities. But we wouldn't mind participating in that project, especially in Gauteng. It would serve as a funding model, perhaps, to roll even bigger networks in the rural areas. So yes, we would love to participate in that, but not really our priority right
sure.
now. Our priority is more at district municipality level, transforming villages into smart villages, and that flowing back into smart cities, which is provinces, and then obviously expanding to other provinces nationally.
Mapula Khari is Centec's Chief of Sales and Marketing. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you so much, Duncan.